You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and time to talk sports as we say hello to Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubakin, starting with the Red Wings, who ended the season by losing to the Islanders, not making the playoffs for a second straight season, which is surprising to exactly no one.
To no one. We called it in the fall, and we called it midseason, we'll call it now. The Dead Wings, as they say, much better than the old days in the 70s. They're competitive to a point. But I didn't think they'd make the playoffs this year, and the worst case scenario kind of happened. They're right there in the mediocrity, so they're not low enough in the food chain to get a really high draft pick. So this is not where you want to be.
Because I'm looking at the seasons, we've got 30 wins, 39 losses, and 13 ties. And I wondered, where does that position the Wings? Do you think when they had that draft lottery, April 28th?
Not low enough is
not
the answer.
Low enough.
So what you're going to have to do is how they built the dynasty was with great draft picks, not ones and twos. Steve Yzerman's a one; they got him. Back in 1983, how about that one to make you feel old, folks? The real key, the unsung heroes of the Red Wings dynasty, and it truly was a dynasty, no question about that, were the foreign scouts. The guys in Europe scouting the Swedes and the Russians. Because you got those guys with picks 7, 8, 9, all-stars, Lidstrom, guys with their jerseys hanging up from the rafters, these guys. So those guys have not done the same level of work as they did before, different set of guys. Ken Holland has been given a 2-year contract by Chris Illich.
Good idea?
Yeah, but I will say this, two things. One, the fans don't like it. The fans are done with Ken Holland. A lot of the media is done with Ken Holland. He built that dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Give him credit, man.
He did.
And
along with Jimmy Devolano.
Absolutely. And give Devolano his due, too, of course. But he built the whole thing. The patience has run out with the fans. And I think with a lot of the media, I think this is a bad idea to re-up him from 2 years. I think it's a good idea. Look, you have to give the guys due.
Mm-hmm.
He built the whole thing. Give him a chance to rebuild it. It takes a little while to rebuild anything. However, it's a 2-year contract. It's not a 5-year contract. It's not any longer than that. 2 years is a relatively short leash. So this tells me you got to put up or shut up in the next 2 years.
What about Jeff Blashill? Is this the coach to take the Wings back to the glory days?
Harder to say because we only have 2 years of data with not that good a hand, frankly. So there are many folks, Red Berenson, a smart hockey guy, if ever there was one, who wants them to give him more time, more patience. I am not so sold because I don't see a whole lot out there. I don't see a lot of energy. I don't see any particular style of play. I've seen teams with less talent play grittier, frankly. So I'm not at all sure, but he'll probably get another year.
When you look at the current team, which players do you think hold the key to the Wings' future? Like, who is the nucleus
and that's
to
the next
future
problem.
Playoffs?
It's not there, I don't think. You've got some serious players, Abdicator certainly, in his early 30s. You've got a young Dylan Larkin, who will have plenty of years left. You've got a great grinder like Luke Glendening, who fits the Maltby-McCartney mold.
How about Bertuzzi?
I'm not a fan. I am not a fan. Dumb penalties alienate me immediately, and he has taken a bunch of them. I'm not seeing the upside there. You need a tough guy, no question about it, but tough and dumb.
A smart, tough guy.
Tough and dumb does not cut it, says
right.
me.
So before we move away from talking hockey, what do you want to say about Michigan's loss to Notre Dame in the Frozen Four?
That's a team that was very easy to cheer for, a team that was below 500 at the break. Came back strong, I think 14-4-2, the last run, beating everybody, including Notre Dame, down the stretch. Not a ton of talent on that team either, frankly. Quinn Hughes is a bona fide top 10, maybe top 5 pick in the NHL, and he'll probably be gone because of it. Everyone else is like second and third line grinders. This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about with the Red Wings. This team has not got any more talent on a relative scale than the Red Wings do. And they dig for loose pucks. They block shots. They do all the little things that add up to wins. And they're fun to watch. And the Wings aren't.
We watched that loss to Notre Dame at that last moment. But they're fast. Both teams. It was really entertaining hockey.
It was great entertaining hockey.
Yeah.
And I've not seen that at the LCA.
You know what? I've got to agree with you there. Over to another team. Not making the playoffs. The Pistons wrapping up their season in 2 days in Chicago. And like the Wins, here we go. Second straight year they won't see postseason action. What do you think the future holds for Stan Van Gundy?
Hard to say. I'm a big Stan Van Gundy fan. I thought he did a good job getting this team somewhere the last couple years where they probably weren't going to. But now they're stalled. And Blake Griffin, a very expensive addition. Yep. He's already injured again. Look, the problem with getting injured players is they tend to be injured, and they don't get injured on and off for 3 or 4 years and then have 5 great years. They tend to be injured the rest of their careers. This guy is a fragile, and I'm not saying he's fragile mentally or physically, but injury-wise, he breaks down. So they're not going to get there.
They're not going to get there. So, as you say.
So, hey, sports fans, go garden. You got 2 months off. Normally, we'd be talking about the playoffs the next 2 months. Now, go garden.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And thanks, John.
Thank you.